Jackie Southey is a director of advocacy for Save the Children, and they're urging the government to make a conscious investment in Tamariki in this year's budget and to raise the standard of living for our young people and their whānau, especially those who are already struggling. I thank you for joining us on the program once again, Jackie. Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe. Well, Jackie, I noticed that Professor Elaine Rush is more spent on looking after our farm animals than on our kids. Do you think that's an exaggeration?
Well, I don't know. I've sat in some meetings and sometimes I wonder whether you're better to be a cow than a kid when it comes to policies directly for children. We really need to start regarding our tamariki as important citizens and citizens in their own right rather than the current trickle-down effect where whānau and parents are almost left to struggle alone and do the best for their kids as they can and often without the resources they need.
We often think of Save the Children to far-flung places that are wracked by famine and disease, but do you think that sometimes our gaze is averted and really we've got some serious issues right here on our doorstep and literally under our noses?
Yeah, absolutely, and we need to really start paying attention to those issues that are affecting our children and particularly our little children. Our youngest children under 5 are disproportionately affected by preventable disease and illness that has a stark impact on their lives right now, but also their future. And again, tamariki Māori are disproportionately affected by this, and this directly relates to living environments and having adequate incomes and being able to have a warm and affordable home. And we know that too many whānau are not able to access these absolute basics and needs in life.
You might have just heard the back end of a conversation with Boyd Swinburne, who I'm assuming you would know, and he spoke of food swamps, which sort of rohe that are soaked with fast food outlets. And when we're looking at the health and factor, and you know we are what we eat, sadly it paints a very disturbing picture.
Absolutely. We are really concerned about the food security for our tamariki, and we are highly supportive of programs like Ka Ora, Ka Ako, Healthy Food in Schools, and we'd really like to see those programs extended to early childhood settings where little children can also guarantee a healthy lunch at their kindy or ECE centre. But also we've got to look at the cost of our fresh food. And, you know, pricing's dominated by supermarkets. There is not real transparency on profits here. And we need to do better in that space. And I agree we need a better labelling system. We need transparency around profits. And we need accessibility to healthy food on a daily basis.
It's budget week and there are a lot of expectations here. Do you think politicians factor in the physical health of our tamariki in ways that they need to? Sure, they say, oh, there's funding for schools, construction, etc. But the quality of the kai that's going into the puku surely has such an impact on the health trajectory of those who call NZ home. What are you hoping for this week?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Al. The food you can eat as a young child sets you up for the rest of your life. And we really want to see deliberate investment for our children. We want it to be transparent. We want to know of the big budgets in health, what's going to tamariki and how is it being delivered. And we want to see that transparency of delivery over time. We really want to see investment in preventing these preventable illnesses, respiratory illnesses, skin infections, SUDI, sudden unexplained death of infant syndrome, and oral health for little children. These are not these are areas we're failing. The latest Cure Kids report also backs that up. And mental health is another space we're failing for our tamariki and rangatahi. So we'd like to see deliberate investment and that investment is clearly outlined for our tamariki in this year's budget.
Our most recent survey seemed to exclude whānau residing in temporary housing and also households with disabled tamariki. And seemingly, those households are three times as likely to face financial hardship as non-disabled households. Some thoughts here?
Well, yeah, we do know that whānau living in emergency housing are not included in the household survey, which informs the rates of poverty in New Zealand. And this is baffling to us because these are the whānau at the hardest end of poverty, struggling the most. We'd also like to know numbers of children living in emergency accommodation, and that be disaggregated by families and their tamariki included. The government know who these families are. They can only access this type of accommodation via government support. So not including these families is an unnecessary oversight, and we'd like to see them included so that we can get a better understanding of the living conditions and the barriers that these whānau face. What are the driving factors? We know that housing is far too expensive for average families to afford, so we need to bring healthy and affordable housing into the mix of every budget in New Zealand.
Jackie, thanks very much. I appreciate you sharing some time with us, but also the amount of expertise you've garnered over your career working with our kids, and all the best with the work, ongoing work with the organisation Save the Children. Director of Agus Advocacy, Jackie Southey, with us today. Thank you, Jackie.
Namahe, thanks, Dale.
Tēnā koe. All the best. Jackie has